A new move by Georgia's state election board is raising concerns in the swing state. Republicans on the board today approved a rule requiring a hand count of the number of ballots cast on election day. Many local election officials fear the last-minute change just a couple weeks before voting begins could cause delays and confusion on election night and after. WABE's Sam Greenglass is covering this from Atlanta. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Ari.
Before we dive into this new rule, a state election board does not often get as much attention as the one in Georgia has been getting.
Yeah.
Why are these relatively obscure bureaucrats so important and potentially influential?
Well, for one thing, Georgia is going to be a really important state in this presidential election. And so the rules for running that election, they matter a lot. Now, this board and its Republican members in particular are already facing scrutiny for a pair of rules they passed in August that could affect how local election boards certify election results. Those members, they have been praised by former President Donald Trump, and many of the rules they've passed have been crafted by activists driven by unfounded claims of election fraud.
And you reported on those certification rules earlier this week. Then today, the board was set to consider nearly a dozen more changes. Tell us about the rule on hand-counting ballots that they approved.
So this rule mandates poll workers in each precinct hand-count the number of paper ballots to make sure that matches the total number of ballots that were recorded by the ballot scanner. Charlene Alexander, a Republican who lives in Fayette County, sponsored the rule, and she compared it to, you know, a basic cross-check.
You could be looking at the back, it doesn't matter. You're strictly going to go to the corner, and you're just going to count those ballots. Now, how difficult is that?
Well, it's very controversial, so I assume it's more difficult than she makes it sound. Tell us about it.
So to be clear, this rule is about counting ballots, not tallying votes for individual races that are on those ballots.
Mm-hmm.
But nonpartisan election officials testify that even so, hand counts are slower and less reliable, and any discrepancies could open the door for misinformation about the integrity of the election. Plus, officials like Irwin County Election Supervisor Ethan Compton say it's way too late to change the rules.
Over 200 pages of elections code and rules have been implemented since 2020. We have practiced on them. We have trained. We are ready. Do not change this at the last second.
On top of that, the state board's nonpartisan chair, John Fervier, who voted against these rules, he warned about legal problems, too.
If this board votes to implement this rule, I think that we put ourselves in legal jeopardy.
And in fact, Ari, Georgia's Republican Secretary of State and Republican Attorney General told members explicitly that these moves likely exceed the board's power, yet the three Republican members, they went ahead anyway.
So do the rules take effect? Do they get challenged in court? What happens between now and November?
So today, the board was set to consider 11 rules ranging from poll watcher access to tracking mail ballots. The board approved six and tabled the others until next year. But it is clear that these rules about certification and hand counts, they are drawing the most pushback. And while, yes, they are currently set to take effect ahead of November, ultimately, a judge is likely to have the final say here. The certification rules are already being challenged in court, and a trial is scheduled for October 1st.
WABE Sam Greenglass in Atlanta. Thanks for explaining this, Sam.
Thank you, Ari.